if you're compassionate, doesn't mean you're nice. Come on, faster. If you're compassionate, doesn't mean you're nice.
Oh.
So if you're nice, doesn't mean you're compassionate. So there's such thing as a compassionate person that's nice, but a compassionate person that's not nice. Is there such thing as a person that's compassionate that's not nice?
Yeah.
Name one. There are people who are compassionate that automatically be nice. There are people who are nice and not compassionate. They are both, they are neither. There are people who are not nice and who are not compassionate. But if you're compassionate, you have to be nice. But if you're nice, it's not necessarily compassionate. It's going to be one or the other, not both. Okay, so therefore, if you're compassionate, are you automatically nice? Okay, if you're nice, are you automatically compassionate? Are there people who are both? Are there people who are neither? So therefore, you can be compassionate, but you have to be automatically nice. They defeated. You put a stamp down. So I argued with you, debated with your stamp. Which if you said that if you're compassionate, you're not necessarily nice. Then I said, no, I don't agree with that. That's how we change people's views by debate. And debate teaches your mind to work very fast, very quick. We're not talking about the perception, we're talking about the actual mind, the actual motivation. We're not talking about perception. If we're talking about perception, compassion can be a perception also. But there are people who are perceptually compassionate, but they're not necessarily compassionate. They just look it, but they want to look good. Example, big rich people who just give away free food to look nice, they're compassionate, but they're not. It's more a business deal.
Then also, someone could say, someone is compassionate but not nice in a way that
is like. No, if you say there are people who are compassionate and not nice, perceptually they're not nice, but they are because they think you were longer or that they should. So that's still nice. But not immediate enough. Does that make sense? Okay, so therefore, what's the difference between compassionate person and nice person? Louder and louder.
You're
compassionate
with your new father.
Okay.
Nice
can be either. Nice can be either. Correct. So therefore, if you're nice, doesn't necessarily mean you're compassionate. If you're compassionate, doesn't necessarily mean you are nice. Correct. So therefore, if you're compassionate, you're automatically nice. Why? Because nice is an extension of compassion. But being nice doesn't mean you are compassionate. Correct? So therefore, what's more important, to be nice or have compassion? Is it necessary that when you're compassionate, you may appear not to be nice? Okay, so if you appear not to be nice, does it mean you're not nice? Does it mean you're not compassionate? So you can be compassionate and appear not nice or not nice. You appear not nice or rather just not nice, right? But it doesn't mean you're not compassionate. So therefore, if you're rude to a salesperson because you're trying to help them, and they don't know you, then they label you as not nice. But that doesn't mean you're not compassionate. Correct. Very good. Now you understood.